Stuart Gray joins me. Nice and early, Stuart. Thanks for coming down and speaking to us.
No problem.
Give us your assessment of that one this afternoon.
We started quite brightly and then suddenly got done on a counter-attack. We've not stopped a cross coming in, and Kenwyn Jones, 5 minutes, I think we're 1-0 down and we're chasing the game. But credit to the players. I thought second half we're camped in their half. It was only going to be a matter of time, but I think Stevie May, I don't know what's happening for him at the moment. He's done everything right, and as soon as he's left his foot, I think it's hit the post and come out. And then we've had two or three good chances, and then credit. The most important thing is when you put substitutes on, you want them to have an impact. And the pleasing thing today, putting Semedo on and putting McGugan on and putting Bus on, they all had an impact and they all played a part in getting us back in the game. But I still see it as 2 points dropped. I just felt we dominated the second half. And one thing you do have to do is make sure you've got full concentration at the back, because they will counter-attack you.
Were there some strong words at half-time? Your side seemed to come out really, really rallied in that second half.
Yeah, obviously there's a few untruths. I just felt it was a case of stand up be counted. They've got some big lads, but hey, don't get bullied. The most important thing is like I said, is that we're kicking down towards our fans. We started very, very brightly. We got some momentum, and we had them boxed in. But again, it's just that final piece, putting that ball in the net.
The opening goal as well for them, it was just soft, wasn't it? It was just seemed to come from nothing, just a looped ball in from the left-hand side.
Well, like I said, we started well. I mean, I think Maguire's had a good shot and we've ended up getting a corner. But then I think we've had three set plays where we've put straight into the keeper's hands, which is, I can understand the crowd's frustration. I definitely get frustrated because the ball's not even moving. It's a stationary ball, so that shouldn't happen. And then I think when we're attacking down the right-hand side, we've given a square pass and suddenly they've counter-attacked and we're chasing. And it just shows that one ball in the box, Kenwyn Jones got, and I think he outjumped Joe Matic and we're chasing the game. So it was always going to be difficult. But at half-time, I just knew that, like I said, that once we got a bit of momentum and put them on the back foot, we would cause them problems, but we haven't put it over that line.
You mentioned the substitutes that you brought on. Lewis McGugan in particular, I thought, looked extremely lively, didn't he, when he came onto the field?
Well, Lewis has just come back to us, and he's only had a couple of days training. He's been back at Watford, and he's not done any training. So the match levels we got him to, and he just felt his hamstring a little bit tight yesterday, so it was just a little bit of worry about starting him. But one thing we do know is it doesn't matter if it's perfect grass or a muddy field, whatever. The boy can manipulate the ball. He's got excellent balance and he technically very, very gifted. Just unlucky he wasn't getting on the score sheet today as well.
I guess it would have been tempting for you to throw him into the side today to start with, Sergio Busch into the side to start with, but you refrained from that, didn't you? You made changes, four changes, but you didn't throw all the new boys in there.
No, I was desperate for Lewis to start, because I've brought him in because I know what he can give us. He's a goal-scoring midfield player. But he just felt a little bit tight in his muscles because, like I say, he's not been training properly because he's not been involved with Watford. So the 2 days training he's had with us. But so it was just a case that I knew he was going to get some game time. And I just felt even when we'd got the penalty, we hadn't even got him on, I just felt getting him on, we'd go for the win. And it just didn't happen for us.
Manic Vermeil, what did you make to his debut?
I think, he's come in, he's had probably 3 days training with us. Tom Lees has got to get to know him because you've got that little combination down that side. Chris Maguire's got that little combination as well. I think he'll get better, he'll get stronger. He's very quick, not many people beat him in 1v1 situations. He can get up and down the line, he's a fit lad as well. And I thought he did well. Like I say, all the lads who end up making the debuts, I thought they did well today.
And Will Keane, his first goal for you as well. OK, it's from the penalty spot, but still he had the nerve to step up in front of the cop end and smash it home.
Well, that's the only worry, is that suddenly Chris Maguire's now suspended. He was on 10 bookings. The referee had a word in his ear to say, look, you've had one booking. So it was just a case that I can't afford to play the game with 10 men. So we made the change at half-time. And credit to Will. Will's took responsibility. But I thought today Will was excellent as well with the ball. He just shows again on that pitch. Technically, he can handle the ball. He can manipulate the ball. And he deserved it really today for the hard work and the quality he showed on the pitch.
What did you make to Sergio Busch as well when he came on? He won you the penalty, didn't he? He looked quite lively, I thought, out there.
Well, he gives us something a little bit different. I wouldn't say he's a battering rammer, but I just think he's a strong boy who plays between the two centre-backs. He wants to get the ball. His ball retention is good. And I just thought he was very cute in winning the penalty. I think if he'd have taken his shot on, he couldn't probably get the shot on goal because Bods were there. He got his backside in, and suddenly the lads wiped him out. So credit to him. But no, he'll get better. Again, he's not played many football games. I think mid-December was his last game, and then they've had a winter break, so he just needs to get up to speed as well.
No Lewis Baker in your matchday squad today. Was that just couldn't fit him in there, or is there an injury there? Is
No,
it?
I just felt that was the 18 I was going to go with. Yeah.
In terms of the atmosphere today as well, the second half, it was a great atmosphere in there, wasn't it? When your side got back level and were pushing for the win.
Well, there's a difference between we were all frustrated that we didn't get the win against Birmingham, but when I just said to the players there, wow, the supporters, if you give everything for the cause, and you could not fault the effort, desire, the commitment. When Semi's come on, Semi's been outstanding for us, but you've got Sam Hutchinson, and people putting their bodies on the line and working hard to try and get that win. The crowd will support you, and it's a different atmosphere coming off the pitch today. I definitely think it's 2 points dropped as well, again, unfortunately. But the difference between the Birmingham game and today, the fans can see the effort and the commitment of the boys. I'm not questioning the players' application against Birmingham. It just didn't happen for us in that game.
And you've obviously got now a long trip Tuesday night down to Ipswich. It's a quick turnaround. Ipswich have been beaten today by Rotherham as well. Just your thoughts going into that one?
Well, it's just Championship, isn't it? It's the consistency. Again, I think Birmingham, as I think Bournemouth, and I think Derby have won today. Mm. They're getting so much consistency. No. It's a place that we've got enough bods now to turn it round. We're not asking players to play with injuries or anything like that. So I can maybe freshen it up. We're in training tomorrow, getting ready for Tuesdays.
And Philippe Melo, in terms of his clearance, is that what you're just waiting for now? Could he have featured today?
We didn't get his clearance through to about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Right. So again, he's had 1 day training session with us, and like I say, it's that competition. The frustrating thing was we're waiting and hanging about, and suddenly we got it at 2 o'clock. But I like to get my team planned and prepared early with who's playing and the roles and things in the team. But he'll have a part to play as well.